the booth, run the jewel. We back on our shit, and it's cold as fuck.
The way I see it, you probably free us from the ages 1 to 4. Around the age of 5, you shipped away for your body to be stored. They promise education, but really they give you tests and scores. And they predict in prison population by who's scoring the lowest. And usually the lowest scores, the poorest, and they look like me. And every day on the evening news, they feed your fear for free. And you so numb, you watch the cops choke out a man like me. Until my voice goes from a shriek to whisper, I can't breathe. And you sit there in house on couch and watch it on TV. The most you give's a Twitter rant and call it a tragedy. But truly the travesty, you've been robbed of your empathy. Replaced it with apathy, I wish I could magically fast forward the future so then you can face it and see how fucked up it'll be. I promise I'm honest, they coming for you the day after, they coming for me. I'm reading Chomsky, I'm reading Bukowski, I'm laying low for a week. I said something on behalf of my people and I popped up in WikiLeaks.
Okay, so welcome to the podcast. In a week where no sports happened and the world all of a sudden got mad that black people are being killed by police. It's something that most of us have known about and been mad about for a very long time. But it seemed like 65% of the country and most of the world are now also on board with not being okay with that current situation that our country, unless you ask Drew Brees. No, I don't actually believe that, because Drew Brees is not a racist person. Drew Brees is a nice guy, but he said some dumb shit this week that got a lot of people really mad at Drew Brees. So
I mean, when I want any race relation info, that's the first person I think of to go talk to is Drew Brees.
God, the most white privileged person on the face of the earth is Drew Brees. The one person who should not speak about taking a knee and the plight of the black man in America, other than us, by the way, is Drew Brees. Here we are sitting in our nice living rooms and dens talking into a podcast about sports. We're full of privilege here, so let's get that out of the way right off the top. That's where we're speaking from. But Drew Brees, I open up the floor.
The amazing thing about Drew Brees, the serious part before.
So for those who didn't hear, if you haven't heard, Drew Brees came out and said somebody asked him what his response would be if somebody took a knee during the national anthem when the flag was out, and he said, I don't condone any disrespecting of the flag, blah blah blah. My grandparents were military, blah blah blah. He turned it into a military argument again, which again it has never been since Kaepernick first took a knee. Never once has it been about the military. It's been all about police brutality. And okay, sorry, that's it.
Well, it's amazing how quickly, I mean, instantaneously, players around the league, media members, just regular folks, I mean, they got Drew Brees out of there. Yeah. He was getting dragged immediately. And all he did, it's a good thing. Pivot is a good thing.
Yeah.
All he did was in 2020, when asked about essentially Kaepernick, but more, you know, he played the hits. Troops, flag, yep. Respect. And people went, nah. Say 2016, Drew. We are not falling for that anymore. And he got destroyed. I mean, he came out. I mean, he apologized this morning, right?
Yeah.
Had a team call, and then came out afterwards and streamed another apology. And I don't think he's done apologizing.
No.
And it's good, but he just played the hits. Because if he said that in 2016, oh my goodness, he is a hero to a wide swath of America. Mm-hmm. That wide swath is still too big,
yep.
But it's clearly shrinking. It is clearly shrinking.
It has diminished quite a bit. And Malcolm Jenkins, I don't know if you guys saw his response too. So Malcolm Jenkins is now a teammate of his. And Malcolm Jenkins is one of the guys – in 2016, who
while he didn't agree with Kaepernick per se, he did agree with the movement. And 100%, so he's now a teammate of Drew Brees. And his initial response, he posted a video, which he then deleted, where he literally told Drew Brees to shut the fuck up in the video. He said, you know, I used to respect you. I used to like you. But you need to shut the fuck up. And he deleted that video, then released a longer one where he went into more of an explanation. Part of that was, I'm just going to read some quotes from players around the league, and some retired players, some not, who responded to it. Jenkins says, you don't understand how hurtful, how insensitive your comments are. You are part of the problem. Doug Baldwin said, the reason my children have to live in a world that won't empathize with their pain is because people like you are raising your children to perpetuate the cycle. Drew, you are the problem. Let's see. I got Richard Sherman, obviously not going to agree with that statement. He's beyond lost. Guarantee you there were black men fighting alongside your grandfather, but this doesn't seem to be about that. That uncomfortable conversation you are trying to avoid by injecting military into the conversation about brutality and equality is, again, part of the problem. And Michael Thomas said, he don't know no better. We don't care if you don't agree, and whoever else, how about that? And then Emmanuel Sanders, his new teammate, said, shake my head, ignorant. Josh Jacobs said, this ain't it. Look, I could go down a laundry list of guys here who don't agree with Drew Brees, because the world no longer agrees with Drew Brees. We're seeing...
Well, there's a percentage that still very much agrees with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big problem.
Yes.
But do you see this as... Well, you got to think a PR person talked to Drew before he had this little interview with it, whoever asked this question to him, right?
No.
Did they?
I don't think so.
You don't think?
I think this was him being asked a question and him responding with the answer he has been giving for the last 4 or 5 years. And he has not thought about it enough.
Well,
and that's the problem.
So that's the thing now is, with it, you got to think with everything that's been going on for the last week here, you know, there's that fence now to where players need to
one in front of the White House?
Or the Portland fence? The one with the own Twitter account.
Yeah.
No, but there's a line now to where, you know, let's say Drew Brees, you know, he still thinks this, I'm sure. I mean, he's not changing his mind in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's a correct response now to this. You know, this whole movement now. If you're especially a white player that's probably leaning pretty far right, you're seeing the ramifications here. You could give that generic answer now, and you're getting just destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the problem with this whole – the whole thing doesn't make sense, because they're playing the note still, the classic hits from 2016, when the correct answer isn't controversial.
No,
it's the correct answer that you are against police brutality and racial profiling and the powers that be persecuting people of color, that should not be controversial. Everyone saw the last video. If you can't say I'm against that, why would you ever speak into a microphone unless you're cloaked in a white gown and a burning cross behind you? Because this isn't controversial anymore. It never was. And the flag thing, and it's I'm not from a military family per se. I'm not, so I don't really get the whole military porn, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird how many white people like fetishize the porn, the military, and it's my grandfather fought in World War II, and yeah.
All of our grandfathers fought in World War II, by the way.
A lot of black people fought in World War II. And I'm not saying anything you don't know, but yeah. when your dad came back to Pocatello, Idaho, they threw him a parade. When the black guy came back to Oxford, Mississippi, he couldn't sit in the fucking diner. Like, same war. They did the same sacrifice, same flag. They see it different. It's not complicated. It's bizarre.
We're talking about a human decency issue. And that's all this is. It's really It's never been about the military. So, I mean, this should have been put to bed 4 years ago, frankly, the military and the flag argument. It's always been thoroughly ridiculous. It was never about the military. It was never about that. And Cap said that from day one. And, you know, 45, in his infinite wisdom, decided to make that an issue that he was running with when he was running for president and then when he became president. And a lot of ignorant white people in our world, in our country, grasped onto that. Y'all fighting against the military? Man, military built this country. You need to stand up and salute. Let's remind people that the only reason a national anthem is played at an NFL stadium and that people stand up and salute said flag and anthem at an NFL stadium is because the fucking military pays the NFL to have it done. That was never a thing. You watch NFL games in the 80s, 90s, even early 2000s, that shit didn't happen. Players were back in the locker room smoking a cig, waiting for the game to start. They didn't give a fuck about no national anthem, nothing. It was some random kid coming out into the middle of the field, singing in front of a bunch of people who were barely paying attention. Then a whole bunch of funding went to our military, and they decided to use it for advertising to get people to come sign up for the military, and they paid the NFL. And that's why we're sitting here having this conversation, because that shit didn't exist before the military started paying the NFL money. So fuck that noise. I'm done with it. And by the way, all this revisionist history with Kaepernick too. Let's not act like all these people were on Kaepernick's side back in the day. There's a reason this guy's not playing in the NFL beyond the fact that he's not a good quarterback, which he's not. I mean, I'm a 49ers fan. He's not a good quarterback. I mean,
he's a good quarterback for
100%.
Sure. Like, he should be in the league.
Yeah, 100%.
But he's an NFL player still.
100% great backup quarterback. He could be a starter if pressed into it. He's a lot like Mariota, honestly. Mariota's probably not good enough to be a starting quarterback.
Spicy.
But Derek Carr gets hurt. Derek Carr starts to struggle. He's in Gruden's offense. Mariota's going to be in there in a heartbeat because Gruden loves him. And I think Gruden might honestly want him to be a starting quarterback. He just can't put him there right now. But anyway, so the revisionist history with Kaepernick is bullshit. It's 100% bullshit. And I'm glad people have come around, and it makes me feel good to see these people having the correct opinion, the humane opinion now. But well,
that's what I was getting on about.
Stop acting like you were on the right side of history 4 years ago, because you fucking weren't.
Well, that's what I was getting with Breeze, is that you think, yeah, you know, after everything that happened 4 years ago and everything that's happening now, you think he would be smart enough to know, I mean, even if he believes all that shit, to not say it at least, right?
Lie!
Exactly. Lie to me. Like you said, lie just to me, simple, Drew. Simple, I'm against, you know, everything that's happening right now. You don't say anything about the military. No one's even asked. Just say, you know, the top talking points that they want you to say. It seems like a no-brainer that these racists play, like the Oregon State player that just got the boot off the team and all this.
So did he get kicked off?
Oh yeah, they booted him real quick.
Okay, so there for those who don't know, because I just learned about this yesterday, like last night. There's the OSU tight end who, while he was in high school, did a recording of himself just saying racist stuff. He was playing a character, essentially talking to somebody in a Southern accent, but he was dropping N-bombs left and right. He was saying just wildly offensive stuff. And he got kicked off OSU's team for it. Okay. So, sorry, I totally hijacked that because I didn't know that.
No, but right now, for especially pro athletes, it shows the people who are truly racist and so far right-leaning that they can't just lie. You know, say just the correct thing to say in this time right now. If you got to pump your agenda into it, yeah, there's no getting out of that. I don't see any way Breeze escapes this.
And by the way, you mentioned it, right-wing agenda. Like, why is this a political thing? I know it always has been. I know it always has been. That certain, you know, group in our population has always seemed to vote for a certain side and, you know, whatever. Why are we still talking about this as if it's a politically divisive topic? Black people being murdered by police in broad daylight in front of our eyes. Like, what? How is this a political issue? Why? And I know the answer. It's, you know, why are we not together on this? On our neighbors being murdered in front of us while we're videotaping it.
Well, I mean, if we think this is like an old, tired, like, how have we not figured this out topic?
Yeah.
Like, I was watching the video with Ed Reed. Ed Reed is great now. Like, he's an old Jim Brown and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Russell have been fighting this fight for 50 years. Yeah. They're in walkers and canes.
Muhammad Ali died several years ago. Yeah.
You know, for a bunch of white guys sitting around, we can't figure it out. I can't even imagine how frustrated some of those guys are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just got to be insane. Just insane. Like, they got to be numb to it. It's wild.
It's to the point where Michael Jordan came out and spoke out. By the way, that's a big fucking deal.
It's a huge deal.
It's a huge deal. We all watched Last Dance. We all know he's not a politically active person in the slightest. There's the meme of him saying "fuck them kids," you know, when we're talking about Nike and Nike and their treatment of like children overseas or whatever. There's the meme of him saying "fuck them kids," I don't care, or Republicans buy shoes, that kind of stuff. You know, that's real, and that was a very long time where people needed him to come out and say something, and he finally came out and said something. And that, you know, he's with people who are upset. And it's like, okay, if Michael Jordan is coming out here and saying this, that probably means something needs to happen, right? Something actually needs to change. And we all know how that actually happens. And a lot of our, you know, our friends and a lot of people, the people who are activists right now, they are mad, they are out, and they are, you know, active in the streets right now, but we know how this actually changes. You need to actually vote. That's how the system that you're mad at is built. And so you want to actually change some shit, get these people out of power. And that's not necessarily the president. I think it would help. That's, you know, that's senators, that's congress people, that's local district attorneys, that's, you know, that's everything.
Speaking of voting, did you see that, like, 60, I think it was like 60, 65 Florida State football players went down and registered to vote today? Did you see that?
Yes. Fuck yes.
And did you see why they did?
Oh, boy.
Because their head coach, Mike Norvell, went out yesterday and said he sent individual text messages to every player on the team talking about the current state of affairs. America's burning, racial injustice. And then a couple players were like, nah, dog, you sent everyone the same automated text message. And we're not showing up. We're not doing X, Y, and Z. And they met today, and that was part of their agreement going forward is all these guys would register. So positive came out of a really weird lie for a head coach to tell in the year 2020 when –
Yeah.
If you send everyone a text message, it's different. That's really easy to prove. And if you send everyone the same one, also pretty easy to prove.
Not as great. Yeah, I mean, some of them are literally sitting next to each other getting the same text at the same time.
Exactly.
I have appreciated how Cristobal has been, you know, when asked, has been responding to everything. He knows where he is. He knows where he coaches. But I genuinely think he's, you know, he has the right headspace. And I was thinking that because, you know, this week he's been asked about, you know, the state of affairs in the country, and in addition to the coronavirus stuff, and the team actually, you know, resuming activities, which they're, I mean, that's going to happen the 15th. And, you know, he's been saying the players are, some of the players are in town right now. They've already been working out, and that all the testing and stuff. And he really seems to respect. I mean, that's something I've always gotten from him, is a level of respect with everybody he interacts with. And, you know, my former job, I interacted with him a couple of times, and he's a nice guy, and genuinely seems to care about other human beings. And so I'll say he knows better than to do dumb shit like that. And I genuinely think he has the best interest of his players and the people in the community in mind. And it's been interesting because, you know, we talk about Twitter being a cesspool and everybody being, you know, if we're going to see the worst part of society, it's generally going to be in the YouTube comment section or on Twitter responses and posts. And I've been seeing that a lot on, you know, Matt Preem, 24/7 Sports. He's been posting stuff, and a lot of his followers have been going at him about some of the things he's been saying, which have all been positive and all been, you know, completely logical. And Cristobal's the same. And I find it really interesting that in this community, that it's still such a divisive thing, where Mario Cristobal will post something as simple as, I don't want to see, you know, it's terrible what's happening. People dying, you know, in this way is terrible. And for people to respond to that with hatred and to say stuff like, no, they're like, the stick to sports argument is still real for people. And that's crazy to me. And it's especially crazy to me that they're saying this stuff to Mario Cristobal, who is a leader of, you know, teenagers and young men trying to turn them into upstanding members of society. He's not just a coach. He is a teacher.
A molder of men.
He is, though.
That's
like, he's literally their father when they are here. Not literally, but yeah. You know what I mean. He watches over them. He's responsible for them while they're in Eugene. And so for people to take that side with him is, it's bonkers to me. And, you know, you've seen the same thing with LeBron, like LeBron coming out. And, man, it's crazy how much white folks hate LeBron James.
White people LeBron.
He says stuff that should be logical. Again, the same thing we've been talking about. And, man, they hate him. It's, I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss at this point, you know?
Hoping a bunch of these people stay the fuck out of Autzen and maybe we can actually get some cheaper seats coming here, right? Bunch of seats opening up, get all these fucking pieces of shit out. And
I will be really curious.
No. Real quick, on that point, those are the people who will go to Autzen. Even though they don't have a vaccine, even though coronavirus will kill them if they go, they're going anyways because they need some football.
Right. It's Ohio State, Alex. Of course they're going to go.
Jeez.
But on that, just one little side note. If you haven't seen Coach Feld's Twitter activities this week, check it out. He's
I could see Feld being kind of how
he's dragging a lot of Oregon fans with that Baby Yoda avatar, that Skoda avatar. That seems to be the red hat of Oregon fandom, and he is just dragging them to the side and very loudly and unapologetically.
Yeah, love me some Coach Feld, by the way.
Because his points are absolutely correct.
Yep,
and they are articulate. But there's just a hint of meathead in it that just is great. Because it's like, yeah, no one's saying meet at Temecula with him. They'll beat their ass. People come at him and he's like, then they get a little more quiet. They shrivel up a little bit and leave.
I mean it in the most respectable way, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
You're an asshole. And then they run and hide in the corner.
Absolutely.
Do you see what happened to Tyson Coleman today?
I did.
Yeah, Tyson Coleman on Twitter today posting a video of him in a 7-Eleven. I forget where it was. It was
Tigard, I believe.
Yeah, Tigard or something like that. And Tualatin maybe. But he was at a 7-Eleven, and he said something to a guy who was being a dick to the cashier, I believe was the situation. And then the woman at the counter waved him forward, and he thought she was being nice to him and was going to, like, ring up his Gatorade and, like, kind of send him on his way before the other person who was being a jerk. But she kicked him out of the store. She took his Gatorade away from him and said, "You have to leave." And then the guy who was being a dick told him he should take a knee in front of her. And she was, like, agreeing with him. And he posted this video on Twitter and a bunch of responses, and, you know, a bunch of his Twitter followers reached out to the manager at the 7-Eleven store and 7-Eleven proper, like their Twitter handle. And they said they're investigating the situation. But how dumb do you have to fucking be right now?
Well,
to do something as somebody who's running a business, to do something that fucking stupid with a camera in front of your face, too.
How people, like we're saying with Drew Brees, just lie. Just lie. But how are still doing this shit when there's a camera in front of their face? Like,
he's literally holding it up. It's unbelievable.
I'm filming you. And people still do it. It's wild.
But I'll say the good thing now in 2020 is that those people are getting called out. And they need to lose their jobs. If you're a racist in 2020, you need to not have your job. Like if you can't put that aside for 8 hours a day, then don't have your fucking job. By the way, if we find out you are racist outside of your job too, guess what? I'm bringing it to your boss's attention.
I'm feeling attacked here, as you've told me that I'm racist to white people. I feel like you are getting underhanded digs in at me.
Oh man, I
sheesh.
Yeah.
All this together.
What do you expect from all these people that have been getting fucking propped up with, like, racism's okay and cool again for the last, like, 3 years?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, it, like, comes to a halt. They're like,
yeah.
These people can't just throw on the fucking brakes on that shit. I mean,
there's
a lot of people fucking shoving their foot in their mouth constantly.
They've been enabled by 45 for 3.5 years now. They are not feeling this situation in the slightest.
All right, here's a quick question while we're still on, you know, the race and everything and athletes. Over under of 2.5 of how many more coaches or athletes say something really fucking stupid and get in trouble here in the next, you know, week or so or ever long.
Well, what are the limitations? Are we saying a week?
I will say in the next week. Yes.
How many?
Over under 2.5.
Over.
And it'll all be college football coaches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say I'm sure you guys have some people in your mind already. Like, you're just waiting the day when when it drops. And you're like, finally, I had that day. All right.
Yeah. We got the usual suspects in our head for this one.
I know. I saw one of the few King tweets where he's like, "I just want my quarterback to not. I don't want him to say anything here right now." Well, a little worried there, apparently. Yeah.
And then I saw Mahomes was part of a nice video today, and I felt way more comforted because and I just say this because I've seen his mother's Twitter activities, and she is very much on the other side of the political aisle than I am.
Mm.
So I was just afraid, but it does not appear to be that he is.
You have a black kid in America right now, and you are on the other side. That is interesting.
Jobs.
Interesting. Jimmy Garoppolo's silence is deafening for me right now.
Tom Brady's silence is deafening.
Yeah. I mean,
if you're those guys, are you not in the fucking They could find a way to an island somehow right now.
Well, don't
like through all the corona stuff. But
some of these guys are lucky that the corona stuff is still lingering, because they don't have to be in front of a camera.
Exactly.
They could just hide. Like, you know what? I'll just let all this stuff pass.
Yeah.
August, we'll all forget. You know,
my Wi-Fi router has really been struggling, so it's kind of overloaded right now. So I just can't do it. Sorry, guys. I can't do this. The Zoom interview for you. My bad.
Call my publicist. They'll give you a quote for
it. Yeah, right. Yeah, call my agent. Shanahan spoke out, though, so I'm feeling okay about that.
That's oh, you, you know Shanahan. Guys.
You knew Shanahan would be cool. I mean, yeah. he's
that's what I'm saying. You're seeing, like you said, Chris Tifa. Ball.
I mean, he's a little skate punk. I mean, he's probably out there looting Jimmy John's for the cause, you know? I mean, that little goatee thing he has and his Etnies hat and... He's down for the cause.
The crowd in Eugene calling out defending poor Starbucks and Five Guys and Jimmy John's. Whatever will they do? The glass on their building broke. Oh, Starbucks, they're pinching pennies, man. What are they going to do?
There was a very funny picture to come out of that, and it was just – I'm assuming it had to be a joke because it couldn't be this perfect, where it was just a white dude walking out of Jimmy John's with one of their 10-gallon things of mayonnaise. It had to be a joke because it can't be true, but it was just perfect. It was a perfect encapsulation.
So I had a person on my Facebook, person I'm friends with, their argument was, you know, this, you know, the looting and the damage to property is blah, blah, blah. And, you know, a lot of me agrees with that. I don't think damaging property is helping anything. But his argument was Antifa. And, you know, it's the same week that 45 decided to come out and label Antifa as a terrorist organization. Even though they're not.
By the way,
they're not an organization, and they're
tomorrow.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, Antifa meeting, Zoom. All you guys be there. I'm the leader. Yeah. I got Soros bucks to pass out.
Where are we driving the bus to tomorrow?
Klamath Falls.
Okay, Falls. All right,
let's do it. Yeah. Well,
sorry, but right. Proceed, Alex.
Can we do Ashland instead? they're not an organization. Which is interesting to label an organization that doesn't technically exist an organization of terrorism. And two, their entire goal is anti-fascism, which, how do I want to phrase this? The guy who just labeled them a terrorist organization seems to support the views of fascism. Interesting. So again, my buddy posting about this saying, you know, blah, 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 Antifa, blah, 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 terrorist organization, blah, blah, blah. And then it comes out that right-wing KKK groups were posing as Antifa on Twitter and trying to, you know, act like there are all these Antifa rallies doing all of this damage, blah, blah, blah. And then Twitter finds them out because they violated their terms by inciting violence. And then they geofence them to their actual location and where they're coming from, which is a right-wing terrorist group posing as Antifa. So it's very – and then, you know, we see all the evidence of, you know, bricks being dropped off on corners by – actually, we're not sure who they're being dropped off by. I'm not going to put that out in the world because we don't actually know where those are coming from. But somebody's putting them there. And from all accounts, it's not the people who are protesting. So, you do the math there. And then, you know, we actually have visual evidence of, you know, undercover officers going and pouring out, and not even undercover officers, like actual officers pouring out water bottles and, you know, damaging the milk jugs that are there to, you know, help with tear gas and stuff like that. So,
have you guys seen these? I think we're kind of struggling with our protesting. I've been seeing some videos of like the, you know, people in Hong Kong and other places that have been kind of riding for like a while now. They are coming up with some creative ways to battle tear gas. Have you seen that?
I have.
They have giant cones that they're slamming on top of it, pouring water. Saw some old guy had like a leaf blower out there pushing.
Oh, you know, that was great. That was fantastic.
Just sitting there right in front of it, just, you know.
Why has nobody thought of that before? Honestly, it's so simple. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, no, I saw a meme going around of a picture of a Hong Kong protester, and it's like head to toe brilliance on how to combat tear gas, and like the pellets. that they shoot at you too, and just brilliant. They, I mean, Hong Kong has been protesting, like the students in Hong Kong have been protesting for like 3 years now, nonstop, the entire time. So I don't know.
And we can find some YouTube tutorials out here and, you know, step our figure game up.
Figure it out.
Own our craft a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys have any more insight on this? I guess for this topic, I would say again what I said earlier. If you're interested in this, in something actually changing, if you're listening to this and you, I mean, you probably know the answer, but it's voting. I know it's not sexy, but it's actually how things change. So,
and in a like perverse, sad way, I think one of the reasons this is, it won't completely change, mm-hmm. but it we're shifting to the right, is now the right side, is now people are seeing, the people that were against all of this are now seeing cops just wildly overreacting on people that look like them. Yep. It's no longer the hoses and the dogs and the black people and the white cops. This is white journalist women getting hit in the eye with a rubber bullet.
Yeah.
I mean, just before we log on, I saw a picture from Buffalo, New York, of this elderly man who is shoved to the ground by police, and he's bleeding out of his ears.
Yeah.
This old white man just pushed aside, and if that's what it takes, good.
Yeah.
But it's sad that it's – I believe it's changing because people are now seeing people that look like them or their grandparent or their aunt, and it's not us versus them. It's holy shit. The police are wild.
Yeah. Yeah. They're horribly untrained and just literally their go-to is violence. Their go-to is over the top violence. And again, it's something that's been happening in America for a very long time. And to black people in particular for a very long time. Watch the OJ 30 for 30. Remember the section they did on the police in LA? And their whole game plan was shock and awe. It was to go into neighborhoods that were just chilling. Like they're just hanging out and to just destroy, go in and destroy their houses and, you know, instill fear. And that was the whole point. And now finally in 2020, I'll take it. You know, it's you know, a billion years too late, whatever, I'll take it. It's a good thing that people are seeing this. It's a bad thing that it's happening. Obviously, nobody wants that. But it's a good thing that it's actually starting to change people's minds because this shit has been ridiculous.
And you know it's ridiculous when we now have news organizations trotting out Mark Furman
yeah.
to come out and say, fuck, the police are out of control.
Yeah.
Mark Furman.
Over under a number of days again until Jason Whitlock is on Fox.
He's fired! News. He's fired! He got fired!
Over under the number of days until Jason Whitlock is on Fox News as just a talking head.
I can't believe he's not already.
Right?
No, that's isn't that kind of the routine, right? If there's an annoying, politically like stunted sports personality on TV, they immediately get hired by Fox News. What the Tammy, what's her face? What's that chick's name?
Lauren or something.
Yeah, that one. The one who was literally racist with a parking attendant. Fox News hired her. Oh my God.
Yeah, because there's big difference between Fox Sports and Fox News. Fox News will have anyone on.
Pretty well, Jason Whitlock was a semi-regular guest on Fox News.
While he was
an employee of Fox Sports.
Yeah,
but there is no one more upset in America right now. I mean, the world is burning, global pandemic, racial strife. There is no one more upset in the world right now about anything than Jason Whitlock is, that he does not have a platform on TV to blame the black man. There is no one – he is just so – rage-filled sitting at home that he cannot get on whatever his – I don't even remember what his show is.
Whatever bullshit show he was on.
And he can't be spewing his bullshit. He is just enraged. What perfect timing. I mean, it's great. It's great that his contract ended. They gave him the boot right when all this happened, and now he just has to sit at home and stew.
I can't believe
speaking of stew, I bet you can eat a lot of it.
Yeah.
sorry.
No, I'm gonna let that sit.
That's a cheap shot.
I'm gonna let that sit because that's kind of perfect. I forgot what I was gonna say. That was it. So I honestly hadn't heard from him in such a long time. I kind of assumed he didn't have a job. Just because I don't watch Fox Sports. I don't have cable, first of all. I don't understand why people still have cable. But basically it's for ESPN, but now you can get ESPN with Disney Plus. So what are y'all doing?
Getting the Peacock Network live.
Right.
Free because I have cable. I don't even know what it is, but
So you watch SNL and
Parks and Rec?
Old
I don't know.
Nope.
I haven't opened it up. I don't know what's in it. Third Rock from the Sun, probably.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I got nothing else on Whitlock. He's so irrelevant in my mind that I hadn't thought of him in forever.
Means you know he's gonna crop up on somewhere. Yeah. You're gonna see him again. He got fired from ESPN, then went to Fox Sports. They got fired from Fox Sports, went back to ESPN, and then went back to Fox Sports. I mean,
speaking,
I think that's kind of the timeline.
Speaking of like,
well, Barstool will hire him, right?
Oh God,
there you go.
That's it.
Think about like disgraced sports writers, right? Do you guys remember Jay Mariotti?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so Jay Mariotti, and you know that meme that's out there, you know, heartbreaking, the worst person you know makes a great point. Have you ever seen that out there?
Mm-hmm.
Mariotti wrote an article this weekend about everything that's going on, and I clicked on it because, like, I haven't seen this name in forever. Like, he hits women. He's terrible.
Who published this article?
He did on his own. I'm like, this is going to be just atrocious. And
real quick. So on his own, like nobody currently employs him. He just has
kind of on his own, doing his own deal. Right. And he just penned this article, and I was like, wow, Jay Mariotti wrote something good.
Is it okay?
I was surprised. I was very surprised.
He's just coasting on that random Google advertising money that we used to get for the Sports Brewery website.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what he's up to.
Are there old reruns of Around the Horn that he's somehow cashing in on?
Yeah.
Next topic!
Let's move to the NBA. Yeah, let's stop sitting in horrible sports personality land. NBA plan, so we're waiting to see if it's approved. They're going to probably approve it tomorrow. All signs indicate that they will.
Wasn't it approved today?
No, I think they're waiting. They're waiting for tomorrow, right?
I think it got approved. The Blazers were the lone dissenter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, real quick, did you see what Dame did today?
I did.
Yeah, so Dame was at the Portland protest with a very honestly, my first thought is like, man, Dame needs. They're talking about the NBA starting up. Dame needs to not be around thousands of people right now. Because of course, like Blazers history.
He's gonna. Damian, oh, don't go! Yeah. Don't go down that route. Don't even say it. don't. I know where you're going.
Yeah,
I'm shutting that down.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, but yeah, he was out supporting the cause, which is
wearing a very cool Malcolm X shirt, by the way.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So good stuff from Dame today. So NBA's plan: 22 teams. 13 from the West, 9 from the East. Basically, if they were within a certain amount of games of the playoffs, then they get a chance.
Pretty much kind of what we were saying they should do last week.
Yeah, so Don't 8 games.
No chance, just.
Yeah, 8 games is what they're saying before the playoffs. So training camp starts middle of July, like the 9th, I think it was. And then the season will be, quote-unquote, season. Which will be those 8 games then leading into like a playoff tournament, will be July 31st through October 12th. They're still going to have the draft, which is then going to be October 15th. And then free agency will start October 18th. And then training camps for the next season will apparently start November 10th, with opening night for the next season being December 1st. So we're talking about very little time. I mean, obviously they've been sitting around for a while now. Not sitting around, they've been, you know, doing little personal workouts, but not actually playing games for a while. But that is not a lot of time to figure out your roster and then get ready for the start of the following season. We're talking about less than a month from the.
Did I see something in there also where there's like some sort of like play-in game system as well?
If it comes to that.
Yeah. I thought it was like if teams that are within like a game of the eighth seed get like playing like a pre-tournament play-in game, you know, like the, you know, how the MLB moved it to like the little, you know, play this one game to make it to the fucking, you know, make it to the playoffs. I thought I read that was in there.
So I'm looking at the standings right now just because I need to see how far off the Blazers were. I think it was like four games, right? Behind Memphis?
Three and a half.
So they're 3.5 behind Memphis. They have 8 games to catch them, and they will have Nurkic and Collins back. What? Y'all think they can do it?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah. So the reward for doing it would be playing the Lakers in the playoffs. So that sounds fun.
Fun.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah.
Angry facing an angry LeBron in the first round of the playoffs. This brings back a lot of memories.
Sports could be pretty good in the fall, September and October. Mm-hmm. Could be pretty good. Like we could literally have college, NFL,
hockey,
NBA. Yeah, hockey.
How's horse racing, Ski? Is that still happening?
Hey, horse racing's kicking up strong now.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Did you see the story about, I don't know what horse stable it's at, but there was some race, or there is some race, and like all the horses entered, like they've clearly changed their names because they weren't born like in March. And right. Their names are like social distancing, Fauci, wear a mask. Like,
I'm pretty sure you could change the name of the horse. You kind of like apply for it.
Can you really? Does it work that way?
Yeah, you can.
Interesting. Okay.
Can you change it from race to race? Or does it need to be?
I don't know. I don't know. You know the details of it, but I'm sure there's some time in between where you need the paperwork to go through. And
I kind of like this because now I'm envisioning someone just had a horse named Phil, and then they were like, "Damn, Phil's fast, runs a couple races in Fayetteville." They were like, "No, his name is Secretariat." You know, uh-huh. They're flipping the name. Yeah, he's good. He's Secretariat.
I'm surprised nobody's gone the Simpsons route where they just have the same name, but they added a number after it. So this is Snowball 1, Snowball 2, Snowball 3.
Well, usually in horse racing, they love to.
Yeah, they love
whatever the name of the sire of the dam was, you know, let the horse, the dam was named Ghost Zapper. So either they do something with Ghost or Zap. They always kind of, you know, work off one of the parents of the young horse that is running.
I was not aware of that, actually.
Yep.
I know.
You can name it whatever the fuck you want, too.
Yeah.
I saw a horse named Trumpence. Trumpence.
Like
that
one
was
word.
Horse's name. One word, Trumpence. Yeah. One word. Did not win. So that's a good
thing. No.
Did not win.
So didn't win the popular vote, but still won the race, right? the damn horse racing electoral college.
Well, I think he won by objection. If there was an objection, they tore down the one that actually won fair and square and gave him the win.
Oh God! Do you remember who Hillary's running mate was?
Tim Kaine.
That was it. I was trying to remember. I was going to do a Hillary joke, but I couldn't remember Tim Kaine's name.
I only remember him because he's so bland that I can't get him out of.
Golly.
I don't remember what state he's from. I want to say Virginia, but...
And remember they tried to make him seem not bland by showing that he's a musician?
Yeah.
No, check it out. He really likes rock music, you guys. He's cool. Jeez.
Yeah.
Who are you telling? Yes,
I saw him on TV at some, you know, Senate meeting or whatever about a month ago, and I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
He's still a thing.
Good for him.
I
he's
forgot still all about you, Tim Kaine.
Still has a job. Good for him.
He was very memeable, though. I remember a lot of Joker memes for some reason. I think he showed up to a debate looking really pale once or something, but yeah, hot Tim Kaine talk.
Yeah, hot 2020 Tim Kaine talk. Is Tim Kaine, right?
I think so.
It might as well be Jim Kaine.
Harry Kaine?
Ooh, there.
Yeah, that's a
Harry Kaine. You gotta say his name with a British accent or it doesn't count. Who does he play for? Tottenham? Harry Kane?
I bought a Hotspur hat this week.
Ooh! Attaboy.
I just like the logo. It's a rooster on a medicine ball.
It is cool. Yeah.
And so I ordered it on Tuesday and it's coming from England.
Big Spurs.
So now it's a race to see what comes first. Mm-hmm. The Tottenham hat I ordered on like June 4th. Or the Herbert jersey I ordered on April 23rd.
Jersey?
Well, jersey. No. I just like the colors.
You're going to drop 80 bones on a fucking Herbert jersey?
No. I just like the colors. No, just the shirt. But it still says October 6th.
That stimulus check, buddy. Dropping.
Ooh, the Soros bucks.
Mad Bills and a Herbert jersey. Look at you, man. Must be nice. Man. Speaking of privilege,
when you run local Antifa chapters, the payments were in them.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
All right, do you have anything on the NBA?
it's weird. Yeah. It's bizarre. It's still like 2 months away.
but it was gonna be. Yeah, and but who knows what you mentioned the fall. Who knows what the fall's gonna even be? It could just be NBA. I mean, the NFL seems like they're going to shoehorn a season in, whether safe, like it's actually safe to or not. But so it could just be NBA and NFL. Well, I'll take it. That works.
Yeah.
It's not going to be baseball, that's for sure.
No.
Baseball is not happening.
No. Mm-mm. But they'll still get paid full somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how. They won't play a game, but they'll all get full pay just because their union is so good.
It's called being part of a really good union. 100%.
The best union ever.
That's right.
Outside of police unions because they seem to protect their own.
Nailed it. Yep.
Back to sports.
Back to sports. Stick to sports, King.
Sports.
Speaking of sports, let's do our list. That doesn't make sense. All right, so what do you – I don't know. You want to set it up? You're the list guy.
Sure.
I will say this was the hardest one by far.
Yeah, no.
My God, I was scraping trying
to think. I had to do a lot of research for this one. And actually one of mine – and by the way, so we're – okay, I'll let you set it up. You set it up. Go ahead.
So our super serious list of the week – top three movies that have a fruit in the title.
Top three movies that have a fruit in the title. And what I was going to say is, are we being flexible with fruit? Are we allowing vegetables? Or are we just saying it has to be a fruit?
I'll allow vegetables, even though I clearly said a fruit.
Ooh, no, I'm not saying you have to.
Okay, then no. Fruits
right.
only.
All right.
Because if you all got the same three movies.
Then we're all going to have the same three movies. Yep.
That's my guess. I'm going with it right now, but we all have the same movies.
Who wants to go first?
In just like a different order.
I will go first.
Do it.
Number three, A Clockwork Orange.
Oh, God, I hate that movie.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Wow. Controvert. Wow.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
I almost wear it with a badge of – like a badge of – I don't know what I'm trying to say. I take pride in it at this point.
Granted, I saw it once in like middle school, so I don't.
It looks.
It
really
has to be
weird.
Good. It has to be good. Stanley Kubrick. I get it.
Yeah. Sure.
all Kubrick movies have to be good movies.
A visionary. I mean,
that's what my film class I took taught me mm-hmm. was that you can't say anything bad about it.
Yep.
It could be as weird as possible, and it all is perfect. It's perfect.
I took a film class at Lane, and the teacher pissed me off so much because she literally tried like explain this to the class that Jackie Chan movies they speed it up to make it seem faster. And that's a lie. That is a fucking lie. And she told this group of impressionable late teens, early 20s, that's a fact. And they believed her. And so they're going through the rest of their lives thinking Jackie Chan movies are faked. And
it's a fraud.
They're speeding it up and he's a fraud. That is fucking wrong.
Fraud.
How he's not crippled right now is shocking.
Unbelievable that he can walk. Yeah. If you know anything about Jackie Chan and his movies, you know that's bullshit. I was heated for a good couple hours. I was heated.
Way to be passionate about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, number two movie.
Whoa!
Am I not going down the list?
No, we go one at a time, right?
Is that how we're doing now?
Sure.
That's what we've been doing, right?
All right.
My number three movie all time. With a fruit in the title, What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yep, that's one of the other ones. Yep.
I do not have that, so at least we got something different.
In terms of Leonardo DiCaprio, so that was like his first thing, right?
One of them.
And a lot of people say his best.
It was really good.
I know. It was a really good performance. I don't like the movie. Mm. I have no interest in watching the movie. Ever again, but he was really good in it. I don't know.
I really hated the mom in that movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's
Gilbert.
Yeah,
Gilbert. Get up, mom! Damn.
I think that was the point. Leo doesn't make many bad movies. You know,
good actor.
If he signs on, it's going to be pretty good. Didn't we mention Catch Me If You Can or something?
You did that for the first.
Yeah,
first
one, so. Yeah, yeah. It's another great Leo movie. All right, I'm going to go with my first one. My number three. I don't want to like repeat for the first one. So I'm going to go Herbie Goes Bananas.
Nice.
Wow.
What movie in the series fruit? Is this one?
Is a banana a fruit?
Yes.
Okay. Is it though?
Yes.
All right. You know, I heard a fact about bananas the other day that, you know, bananas as we know them don't grow in the wild. So monkeys don't eat bananas. So like we all have this idea of monkeys eating bananas and it being like the only food they'll eat and the only food they like, but like bananas, the ones that grow in the wild don't taste good, and there really aren't any anymore. And so the only time monkeys eat bananas is when they're in a zoo and they get fed bananas, and they're the bananas we eat, so they actually taste good, but they apparently like try not to feed them bananas because there's too much sugar and they're not good for them.
What? Here's a banana factoid.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
What is the four-digit code on the Dole sticker bananas?
4011. Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question.
Now, Chiquita, I don't know. Chiquita, I don't know. But Dole.
All right, I can't speak for Chiquita. I got nothing on Chiquita.
Oh, that's strictly beautiful. A dollhouse. This is strictly a dollhouse.
God damn right. Hawaii, 808. Let's go. All right, you're up, Ski.
Back on me. All right. My number two movie, starting with a fruit in the title, is Orange County.
Oh.
Number two is a good number for that because I didn't like that movie very much.
It's not great.
Jack Black. Jack Black. So was that Colin Hanks' first
movie too?
Think so.
Yeah. I like Colin Hanks.
My number two
yeah, sure.
all time
yeah.
favorite movie with a fruit in the title.
Yeah.
Pineapple Express.
Thank you. That's also my number two. That's also my number two, and that goes without saying. We don't really even need to defend it or talk about it. It's perfect.
That's my number one.
So. Oh, just knocking them all out.
Look at this. We're just going 1, 2, 3, Pineapple Express. Let's go. All right. Well, so that's your number one. And so, yep. King, your number one?
My number one movie all time with fruit in the title
is
the Banana Splits movie from 2019. And only, I haven't seen it, but only because the cover art is so I encourage you to look it up.
The Banana Splits movie, 2019.
It looks like a trip to Chuck E. Cheese where all the animatronic critters turn murderous. This guy's got an axe. And there's people afraid of him. I don't know what it's about. I just like the cover art.
You guys ever heard of that computer game Five Nights at Freddy's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my kid is kind of obsessed with it. That very much reminds me of that.
That is very true. I didn't put that together, but it does.
It does, right? Yeah. Huh.
All right, this movie looks fantastic.
It really does, man.
I'm telling you.
Wow. By the Hanna-Barbera Productions?
Ooh, it looks pretty dark.
It really does. The horror reimagining of Hanna-Barbera's children's television series, The Banana Splits. That's fantastic. That was a TV series in the 60s and 70s, and they made a horror reimagining of that TV series for that movie. Well done.
I need to know what platform I could watch this on.
But we're going to find out. I have to
find it another way on the old interwebs.
All right, my number one movie with a fruit in the title, and I think this counts as a fruit, is Date Night.
Oh, hey. Get out of here. Get out of date. Oh, that stinks. That joke stinks. Christ. We are burning as a nation.
Jesus.
You are the virus.
I am the coronavirus.
I give up. I'm out.
It drops out. All right, I guess that means we're done.
Date Night.
Night King walks away. All right, thank you for listening. If you have any corrections, @TSBPod, @Duromney, @TSBSki. Bye.